Keeping India Safe: The Dilemma of Internal Security by Vapal Balachandran. Introduction. In November 1959, a group of 42 formally dressed, eager young men assembled in the central hall of the erstwhile Lawrence School in Mount Abu, a hill station in Rajasthan. They had qualified to be members of the elite Indian Police Service, which had replaced the British-era Imperial Police, or IP. Sir Henry Lawrence, former British resident in Rajputana, had established two schools at Sanawar and Mount Abu in 1847 and 1855 respectively, before he was killed in the 1857 uprising. The Mount Abu school was acquired by the centre in 1948 to house the Central Police Training College to train senior police officers. I was one of them. We knew nothing about the Indian police, how they work or what they do. None of us had any previous government experience. Our smugness at being members of the exclusive civil service soon disappeared when we were welcomed by a tall, strikingly handsome and impeccably dressed officer in starched khaki uniform with all his insignia and medals. He was our commandant, the highly decorated Gopi Krishna Handu, who was earlier Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru's chief security officer. In his booming voice, he disabused us of any notion in our minds that we would have a cushy life in the police force. He warned us that police work was a tough grind and not meant for those who are faint-hearted or lackadaisical. He firmly told us that those who wanted a laid-back career would leave the hall immediately and he would be happy to book their return tickets. The next experience which punctured our inflated egos was when their barber came the very same day to give us the regulation military-style crew cuts. Next morning onwards, we were put through exacting outdoor exercises before sunrise, with junior drill instructors shouting at us to fall in line and be disciplined. We then underwent rigorous training for 1 year before being sent to different states. The training included classroom lectures on criminal law, police procedure, investigation methods, and man management, in addition to arms drill, physical training, horse riding, and rifle and revolver shooting. The very first story we heard at Mount Abu was about the valiant sacrifices of policemen's lives guarding our international borders. On 21st October 1959, a small group of policemen belonging to the Central Reserve Police were ambushed and killed by Chinese soldiers at Hot Springs in Ladakh, at an altitude of 16,000 feet. Since then...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?